aboard, everyone. You are listening to Boating with Wolf Marine and Tetzlaff Yacht Sales. I am Eric Wolf. I am the co-owner of Wolf Marine. Wolf Marine is a marina on the St. Croix River. We are a family-owned and operated marina. We've been in business for 62 years now. Third generation, so my brother Ken and I are now running the place. At the marina, we have slips ranging in size from 18 to 50 foot. You have a boat in that size range, you want to get it on the St. Croix River, do some beautiful St. Croix River boating, give us a call at area code 651-439-2341. Check us out on the web, wolfmarine.net. Send us an email, info@wolfmarine.net. John.
And my name is John Tetzlaff. I'm with Tetzlaff Yacht Sales. We're a brokerage. We sell and list used houseboats, cruisers, yachts, whatever. And our website is TetzlaffYachtSales.com. We have the largest selection in the area. And we also sell, with that selection being so large, we sell more boats than anybody else. So if you want to list it or you want to buy, give us a call, 651-214-9463. That's 651-214-9463, and to help you better serve you, we've opened up another office at Miscroy Marina in Prescott. So we have one in Stillwater now and one in Prescott. Our Facebook page is really good. Check that out. And I'm going to spell my last name because it's not the easiest name in the world to spell. It's T-E-T-Z-L-A-F-F. And today we have a great guest coming in, Greg Seitz. He runs St. Croix 360. I've been getting his emails and I think a whole bunch of stuff, and I decided to call him one day and see if he wanted to come on the show, and here he is. Welcome aboard.
Well, thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
Yes, no problem. Why don't you kind of give us a background on yourself and what St. Croix 360 is?
Sure. I grew up in Stillwater and live near the river in May Township or Marine on St. Croix area now. I've been running this website called St. Croix 360 for at least 8 years now, I pretty much love all things about the St. Croix River. Just a huge fan of the river. I'm, of course, very concerned with taking good care of it and being a good steward of the river and helping people just, you know, really build that appreciation of the St. Croix as being a really special waterway and trying to just build that sense of that we all have to take care of it
So what is St. Croix 360?
Yeah. Well, St. Croix 360 is a website that publishes news every week about the St. Croix River and its whole watershed, which is almost 8,000 square miles of land in Minnesota and Wisconsin that drain into the river, and which is, you know, the size of New Jersey. So it's kind of a big beat for one person to cover, but I do my best. I share everything from history and art things happening to just the boating and the fishing, and of course as well all the conservation work that's being done to keep the water clean and keep it healthy. I work closely with a nonprofit group called the St. Croix River Association, which has been very supportive of St. Croix 360 really since the beginning. You should check them out as well for sure. But yeah, I just really try to share a lot of stories about the river to inspire that stewardship and to inspire that appreciation of what I think is one of the most wonderful waterways in the upper Midwest, at least, if not the whole country.
And we've had Deb.
Yeah, you have had Deb. Okay.
Deb on,
good.
St. Croix River Association. We invited her on. She did a great show us.
So. Yeah, Deb's been great. And I was like, that was one of my suggestions, was you got to talk to Deb.
Oh, so I'm glad. Sure.
We've had her on.
Yeah, we've had U of M scientists on here talking about the river and the invasive species and all kinds of things.
Yeah,
so
that's great.
It's important, I think, to everybody. I mean, for a salesperson to want to attract people to go on the river, I mean, you've got to have a clean and a plan to keep it clean and to get it cleaner.
Yeah.
And Eric is the same thing. I mean, he wants the same thing.
Yep. I mean, that's part of the attraction of the St. Croix for our boaters is the cleanliness of the St. Croix. I mean, Mississippi is a great river, but you take our boaters and they look at the Mississippi and think, I'm not swimming in that thing.
Sure, but now come on now.
Not
the Mississippi is fantastic.
It is a fantastic
river.
It's
a lot cleaner than it used to be.
Yeah,
it is.
Okay.
Yep, and everybody's taking right steps.
Yeah,
there's a lot of people on the Mississippi that like to buy boats and come up to the St. Croix and come to your marina and stuff. So we love the Mississippi.
Oh, and I do too. I love all the rivers. I've of course chosen to focus on the St. Croix. Croix because it, you know, it's got that, well, just in my backyard primarily, but, you know, I think all these upper Midwest rivers like this, these large rivers, they're amazing. The ecosystems and the nature behind them all, you know, they all
have
incredible.
It's amazing to think how they started 10,000 years ago and, you know, how they've obviously gotten smaller. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it is. It's amazing to know how it started, why it started, and where it's going.
Yeah. So. One thing I love about the St. Croix is that it's both always changing and it never changes. You know, I mean, it's a river, so it's like the sandbars and the banks are always shifting. But yet the St. Croix, especially because it's so protected and all that, you know, it's pretty much the same experience out there now as 50 years ago as far as the health and the beauty of it and everything like that. So
yeah, and that, like I said, that's part of the attraction for my business and where I'm located. And I honestly, I will put the beauty of the St. Croix up against any river
in
the nation. So
it's fantastic.
Absolutely. And I just think it keeps getting more and more valuable, too, because all the other lakes and rivers are, you know, we're just having development, populations growing and all that, and yet the St. Croix just stays.
We did get the bridge.
Yes.
You know, which a lot of people were against, but a lot of people were for. But I think, gosh, that is a beautiful bridge.
It is a beautiful bridge.
And saved Stillwater, because I think those semis going through Stillwater all the time and all that traffic, it was just going to disintegrate someday.
Yeah.
You know, and the one thing I like to point out is that, it took way too long to build a bridge. But the reason it's so beautiful and environmentally sound and all that is because of all the fighting and the arguing and people pushing to make sure this thing had the
least. Oh, they did the right thing. They don't let any of that water go into the river without it going through a system of, whatever it is. And, we've had those guys on a number of times.
Yeah. And like I said, I've grown, I grew up in Stillwater, and, boy, I tried to hang out downtown, too, and tried to get around down there. And when you had all that traffic going across the old lift bridge, it just didn't work anymore.
So what have you seen since you started that through what St. Croix 360 has done, have you seen that has been a good thing for the river?
Yeah, you know, the bridge, you mean, or
no,
St. Croix?
What just you've in done.
General. Well, what I've done, well, I think so. I think there's a community of people who read St. Croix 360, and I think a lot of folks love the river and love getting out there, but I think just to develop a deeper, appreciation of it, to understand, it's great. You can swim in it, it's clean, it's got beaches, and really beautiful banks and all that, and great water and great fishing. But to also understand that, kind of why that is, and that's because it's in such good condition, ecologically, like the native species are still there. The land around it is generally in pretty good shape. So it's not dumping a lot of sediment and nutrients in that are feeding, algae blooms and that kind of thing. So, I think, just trying to build appreciation for why it's so great, instead of just sort of taking it for granted.
Sure.
And one thing that I think is often forgotten or possibly overlooked is from our property line, Wolf Marine, north is a national park.
Yeah, right.
You tell people, even in the Stillwater area, you are within a mile of a national park, and they don't even know it.
Yeah. Mm. Well, it's free, for one thing. I think sometimes people think you got to go through a gate and pay an admission fee or something like that to go to a national park, but a lot of the landings are maintained by the National Park Service. A lot of the, enforcement of rules out there is National Park Service to keep it healthy. So, it's a great thing, and it's an amazing thing. And it speaks to just really how special the river is.
Yeah, and one thing that a lot of my clients take advantage of from the Stillwater area north to the High Bridge area, it's pretty much open camping.
Yeah.
I mean, the families love it. They go up onto the islands, and they swim, they camp, they relax. Yeah. From the High Bridge north now, you have to, from what I understand, register for a camping permit.
Yep.
All the areas are still open. It's a first come, first serve.
Yep.
So those of you that are kayakers,
canoers, wakeboarders, or whatever they are.
Stand-up paddleboarders.
Stand-up paddleboarders.
Thank you very much.
Seeing more and more of those over there.
Your niece.
Yep. I know. My niece has the stand-up paddleboard business. Yep. So, going from, Osceola or St. Croix Falls down to the High Bridge area, ideal.
Yeah.
That is probably the most prestigious area for canoers, kayakers, stand-up paddleboarders.
Done it many times myself.
Yeah. I agree. I mean, you go up there and you cannot believe that you are less than an hour away from a major metropolitan area. You're just out in the wilderness, it feels like.
And if you go above Taylor's Falls, it's completely different.
Yes,
I mean,
of course.
At one point, the water turns clear.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's and the landscape is just totally different than it is below.
Mm-hmm. You get little rapids and stuff like that and all that. And it's one thing I've said many times is one reason I love the St. Croix so much is that it kind of has something for everybody.
Absolutely.
You know, it has a big Lake St. Croix that is some of the best boating around, I think. And then you go, the farther up you go, it's good for your canoes and your kayaks. And and that just makes it really cool to me. Because
Sailboaters. I mean, you know, you've got everything from kayakers, canoers, to sailboats, to yachts that are, you know, and it depends upon what segment of the river you're on.
Of course.
But again, like you had mentioned, you're always less than an hour or about an hour away from the St. Croix, from the Twin City metropolitan area.
Yeah.
And that's a huge advantage for my business also.
I
always push on that. You know, people, I would want to get a cabin. Yeah. Well, you got a cabin that's 4 hours away. That's a whole day's worth of driving back and forth. You know, you have a boat or, you know, whatever on the St. Croix River, you're an hour at most. Most people are within 20 minutes, to be perfectly honest with you. And you have probably the most scenic and beautiful area on Earth, as far as I'm concerned.
I couldn't agree more. It's just this great resource right here. And
So what are some of your favorite memories of the river?
Oh, gosh. Good question. And I've had some, you know, difficult events out there as well. You know, with my dog got stung by wasps one time, you know, and all that. So that was a bad memory. But, you know, I'll tell you, I was also thinking about how there's, you know, the whole spectrum of the river up and down. You get these different experiences. But I also love the different times of day that you get out there. And so for me, it's like mornings and evenings. Some of those times out on the river are the best because you get a little more quiet. The wind calms down.
Mm-hmm.
And so at least once a year, I get up and get up real early in the morning, you know. And the sun comes up at 5 and I'm out there at 4:30 or something in my kayak, because to watch the river wake up in the morning in the summer with all the birds singing and, you know, little maybe fog on the water, it's just it's magic.
I agree. Unfortunately, we're coming down to the last minute of our first session here, or segment, I guess we should say. So again, my name's Eric Wolf. I'm the co-owner of Wolf Marine Marina on the St. Croix River. Probably like I said, it's God's gift to us, I have to say, the St. Croix River. We are located 1 mile north of downtown Stillwater, intersection of Highway 95 and 96. John, take it away.
I am John Tetzloff with Tetzloff Yacht Sales. We sell and list used houseboats, cruisers, and yachts, and whatever. And when I say used, nicely used, maintained boats. Because if you look at those new ones, wow, they're expensive. Anyway, TetzloffYachtSales.com. Tetzloff has a great Facebook page. We have an office in Prescott, one in Stillwater, and we'll see you on the other side of the show. Hello, this is John Tetzloff of Tetzloff Yacht Sales. If you are thinking of getting out on the water in your new boat, now is the time to talk to me. Whether you're looking at a houseboat, cruiser, motor yacht, or something else. And with the largest selection of boats in the area, not only do we have boats in Stillwater, but we also broker boats up and down the St. Croix, the Mississippi, Lake Minnetonka, all over North America, and even overseas. I will help you find the best boat for you. And because my name is the name on the sign, I will work hard for you before and after the sale. Come visit TetzloffYachtSales.com.
A convenient location in Protected Bay. Shouldn't that be where you harbor your boat? If so, dock your boat at Wolf Marine in Stillwater. Hello, this is Eric Wolf. After all, why have a boat if you can't get out onto the water and enjoy it? My grandparents, along with my father, established this marina at the intersection of Highway 95 and 96, just a mile north of Stillwater in 1957. But being just north of downtown, you avoid heavy traffic that keeps you from getting out onto the water. And in our protected bay, we have hundreds of slips ranging in size from 16 to 50 feet, so we can accommodate a variety of boats. Not sure if this is the best place to keep your boat? Come see me. I can answer your questions so you can decide the best place to dock your boat. And because Wolf Marina is a three-generation family-owned marina, you can count on consistency from year to year. Talk to me and get out on the water faster at Wolf Marine.
Wolf Welcome back, everybody, to Boating with Wolf Marine and Tetzloff Yacht Sales. We're basically the only show in the country that is about boating and marinas. We do talk about Wolf Marine, which is a fantastic marina in the St. Croix, and we talk about Tetzloff Yacht Sales, which is a fantastic brokerage with an office in Stillwater and one in Prescott. Our website is tetzloffyachtsales.com. We have a great Facebook page, contact number 651-214-9463, and I have to add in there because it's very prestigious to have been named the Boat Dealer of the Year for 2018. We got that award. We're very proud of it, and I have to mention it because we're the only ones that got it. Have to mention our great sponsor, which is Aircraft and Marine Insurance. They only deal, as the name says, in boats and planes or helicopters or whatever. Their address is 1601 State Highway 13 in Burnsville. Contact number is 952-890-1124. Their website is aircraft-marine.com. Kevin is the guy you want to talk to there. He'll take care of your boating needs.
Awesome. And again, I am Eric Wolf. I am the co-owner of Wolf Marine. We are a marina on the St. Croix River, the beautiful St. Croix River. We're located 1 mile north of downtown Stillwater, intersection of Highway 95-96. We do still have a few slips that are available. But don't delay on that. Give Ashley a call at 651-439-2341. Slips are going quick. You don't want to be the one with the boat sitting on land and no place to go with it. So, again, give her a call, 651-439-2341. Hopefully she can set you up with a slip on the beautiful St. Croix River. Again, we have Greg Seitz, St. Croix 360, as our special guest here today. Greg, I appreciate you being on once again. Tell us a little bit more about St. Croix 360. Where do you get your information from?
Yeah, well, I get it from a lot of different places, of course. That's one reason that I live and spend as much time on and near the river as possible. I, of course, am always talking to folks who are involved with the river in one way or another. I always think the river is the greatest teacher. You know, you spend enough time out there and it kind of reveals its secrets to you. So, you know, that's at least, why I tell my wife that I have to go kayaking again or something like that, or out on the boat. I just soak it up, I guess you might say. It seems like everybody I know kind of has a connection to the river, and I'm always trying to expand that circle a little bit too. Like I said, it's 8,000 square miles that drain into it, and I'm kind of, you know, I'm interested in that whole region. So I just kind of force myself to explore and learn.
No, you're not just focused on one part of the river. I think you're focused on the whole river.
Yep.
So now, you know, there might be people on the north part, there might mm-hmm. be people on the south part, two different styles of river use,
yep.
completely different.
Yes.
And you would take information from both sides, I would assume.
Absolutely.
And the middle.
And in the middle, absolutely. Yep. Is there a way that people can get this information to you?
Oh, please, yeah. I always love to get, whether it's you have a little press release or just a little news item that you want to send me, and I can even just print it as is, you can email me at greg@stcroix360.com.
What was that email again?
That was Greg, G-R-E-G, at stcroix360.com.
Cool.
And I love getting that kind of stuff because, like I said, I'm one person. It's a big river, 200 miles long about. You know, it's really hard for me to know everything that's happening. So by all means.
Would you be willing to publish events and stuff
yes.
like that also?
Yeah. I on the lower river, I work with there's an event calendar called St. Croix Splash, which is all about pretty much from Taylor's Falls to Prescott on both sides of the river. Run by a nonprofit that I'm involved with a little bit called Art Reach St. Croix. They kind of cover the arts, but it has nature and history type events as well and outdoor events. That's where a lot of my event listings come from. I kind of look through those every week and pick out some of the best sounding ones. So that's a good way to publicize events because, cool. boy, there's a lot happening.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of communities.
Yes.
So what's going on the St. Croix River right now that you would be talking about?
Well, there's kind of two sides of the same coin, and that is ice out and flooding, of course.
Yeah. Yep.
So, you know, right now the river is about to crest in Stillwater, I think, maybe this weekend on Saturday or Sunday, putting it in the top 10 crests since the 1950s, it sounds like. So it definitely some high water and the sandbagging and the berm that they've built down there, just covering that a little bit.
Yeah, and we have to mention that the show is pre-recorded. Yeah, so that,
I kind of figured, yep, that's kind of where we're at. So,
yep. During the recording here, you know.
Which is Thursday.
Yep. Yeah. The 29th, I believe, or is it the 28th? Come on.
The 28th. Yep, today's 28th. The 28th, folks, okay, so this is going to be old news to
yep.
you.
Yep. Yep. The water should hopefully be going down by the time this airs. Yep, but the great thing is that means also that that spring is coming, and I'm sure you guys being in the boating industry are just as excited as me.
Dang right.
So, you know, it's kind of been funny. Everybody's been watching the flooding lately, but I've also been watching the ice and waiting for the season to really begin. I like to get out for a canoe or a kayak paddle, or usually canoe in the early season, and I call it the waterfowl harassment tour because you paddle down the St. Croix, and every 100 yards, there's some ducks, you know, flying up out of the bank, mad that you disturbed them and all that. But, you know, migration is incredible along the river.
And I was going to mention that. And what's fantastic, early spring and late fall, most of the lakes are froze up.
Yeah.
St. Croix is still open. So you have so many different variety of water birds.
Oh, my gosh.
It's amazing. And there's birds that, you know, I've been a duck hunter my whole life, and there are ducks that I don't even recognize.
Sure.
So,
well, you know, last year, too, because the lakes were frozen, we had the flamingo.
The pelicans.
Pelicans. Yes. I'm sorry.
No, pelicans. Unless you know something I don't know.
No, wait, I did see a flamingo at the zoo, so that counts. No, you're right. So no, that was crazy,
that
wasn't
was
it?
That was crazy. Yeah. Those birds are just really incredible.
And they're big.
They're huge.
They're huge. Yeah.
You know, and then actually later in the summer, we were out on our pontoon up by Marine, and it was kind of maybe it was early September, actually. And so that fall migration was starting, and we saw the pelicans coming back down the river and this huge, huge flock of them flying down
the
river.
Fantastic.
And it may be that the flyway has changed just a little bit, so we may be seeing them more often. You know, I've seen them in the past.
Yeah.
So it wasn't something completely unusual for me
but
to
the numbers,
see
I think, were.
Yeah, the numbers were great.
Yeah. And they're fun to watch.
Oh,
you know, because they hunt in a pack. So, like, they kind of form a little line, and they try to herd fish in shallow areas, and they're really – and they just cruise around, and they're wild-looking
birds. Just one more thing on the St. Croix that you probably wouldn't see in other spots.
So, yeah, yeah.
You know, that's what we're here to do. We're here to promote the St. Croix River, and like I said, it's one thing that in the fall and early spring, I've seen birds that I don't recognize.
Yeah, which is nuts. And I'm sure, working right on the river every day, and they go through there.
Pretty blessed.
This guy's got all the history here.
Yeah.
You know, I used to go up to the Gordon Dam.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's kind of the beginning of the Croix, right?
Yeah, more or less. Yeah. Yeah,
and then the flowage or whatever.
Yeah, yep.
And then we would canoe all the way down and we portage around Taylor's Falls and everything. But when you're up there, sometimes the water's high, which is great. Sometimes it's low and you got to drag that canoe and that kind of stunk. But hey, anyway, boy, just to see the wildlife up there, you'd see deer running across the river, swimming in the river, running along. I mean, you'd see it all up there. It's just beautiful.
Yep.
And the contrasting differences between the upper and the middle and the lower,
you
get it all. And it's all great.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's all great. And I kind of love trying to figure out what it all has in common because it is one big river and it can seem so different, but it has a lot of the same wildlife. It has a lot of the same landscape, all the great like white pines and stuff you see up and down the river. You know, it really ties it together into one cool waterway.
I was just going to mention not only as far as wildlife, birds and such, I think the fishing diversity of the St. Croix, there's nothing that ever compares with it.
No.
We have every kind of fish in the world.
Yes.
any kind of freshwater fish.
Yeah.
Scary looking ones too.
Some of them.
Yeah. Well, you know, a couple like obviously this winter the big story was that huge sturgeon they caught through
the sturgeon,
ice.
I mean,
And what an incredible fish. And, I mean, that was making national news. The Weather Channel was covering that, and all the national media was covering it.
And everybody's getting in on it. Oh, I caught that fish
years
ago.
I didn't get the attention. Yeah, exactly. We got sturgeon. One of the crazy critter that I was learning about last year was the eels that live in the river. And, I'd heard they were there before, these American eels. But what I didn't realize is they migrate from the Atlantic Ocean all the way up through the Gulf of Mexico, up the Mississippi, and into our St. Croix River.
Wow.
And then they spend their lives in the St. Croix, and then they swim back to the to this one part of the Atlantic Ocean.
No kidding. I never knew that.
Yeah, where they reproduce. You know,
they're not that big either.
No, I don't think they're not
too. I've seen them up in the upper part.
Yeah, exactly. They're up there. Yeah, exactly. And they're just, and they migrate back and forth.
And I have actually, you know, fishing for catfish at night. I have caught one too.
Yeah,
which is kind of amazing, you know, and. And they're not the most pleasant looking thing, their story is truly amazing.
I couldn't believe that something could make it all that distance, you know, thousands of miles.
So what are some of the issues that are challenging the that you see on the St. Croix?
Yeah, sure. I mean, there's a few, of course. And again, luckily the St. Croix is in great shape, and I think the trick is to keep it that way. We have a chance to do that instead of trying to bring it back from, you know, some sort of really degraded state. It's in really healthy condition. But there are invasive species, and we hear a lot about carp, of course. That's really concerning to the boating community. You know, they've seen it decimated in other parts of the country as far as the boating industry. So we're kind of watching that one, of course, and hoping that they don't establish a really big population. We're looking at water quality. You know, and so a lot of the runoff from land, cities, farms, everything carries a lot of, dirt and nutrients that feed algae. And if you get too much of that stuff in the river, you get these harmful algae blooms, which can actually, you know, cause kind of toxic conditions. And again, it's a very minimal problem right now on the St. Croix, and we hope to keep it that way. There's some other kind of issues, like there's some pipelines, oil pipelines that cross the upper river that are concerning. We've seen pretty bad spills in the Yellowstone River out west and in Michigan's Kalamazoo River. I've been following those stories for a while because, you know, if you dump a bunch of heavy oil into one of these rivers, you got to dredge it or something. It's never going to be the same. There's a lot of that. A lot of the land use stuff, trying to keep, the river really is like the arteries of the landscape, and it carries nutrients to the land, but it also carries away all the junk that we, you know.
Yeah, they will refresh eventually if we take care of it. We've had a couple guests on that did say the water quality on the Croix is getting a little degraded compared to what it used to be.
It's listed as an impaired water by the Environmental Protection Agency, the lower river. And that's because of all that extra nutrients that are flowing into the river.
I'm sorry. Unfortunately, we are coming to the end here.
Sure.
It always goes so quick
goes
when we get
into
a good conversation.
Sure.
And
well, I hate to end it on a pressing note. You know, I mean, I don't want to talk just about all the bad things, but it's an amazing river, obviously.
It really is.
It beats everything
else. And we're so fortunate to have it here, near us. So,
again,
at the end of the show here, I want to just put my plug in. I am Eric Wolf, the co-owner of Wolf Marine. Wolf Marine is a family-owned and operated marina on the St. Croix River. Give us a call if you want to get on it, 651-439-2341. John, we're going to have to hurry here.
Yep, and my name is John Tetzloff, Tetzloff Yacht Sales, tetzloffyachtsales.com, 651-214-9463, an office in Stillwater, one in Prescott, and we thank Greg for coming in from St. Croix 360. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, see you guys.